Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And before we move on, I do want to touch again on the CWD plan. That was the plan that I presented to the Commission in November 7th, with the original intention of getting back to the Commission at this meeting for a final action on that. But inasmuch as we found CWD in the state on that day and instituted the hunts that are ending today, we thought we would wait until, because this has been a learning curve for us, we would wait until we've got all the information from that in place. We will bring a final of that plan to the Commission at the April meeting.
Go ahead, Jeff.
This question on 122.
Sir?
We can hear you.
Moving on, then, the next item is the expansion of the youth deer hunt. We are not proposing any changes to this. We did get some comments on it. Most were opposed to the proposal, although some supported the 4 days, but not increasing the age. We had 121 comments to it. And again, this is for a final and no proposed changes to what we presented in December.
Mr. Chair, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission not adopt the proposed 4-day youth deer hunt only in seasons when MEA days do not immediately precede the opening of the general big game season, and not open the youth hunt, the youth-only deer season, to all minors who are 10 years of age or older and under 18 years of age, as recommended by FWP, unless addressed in separate proposals. Other aspects of the deer season would remain unchanged.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, a second. So this is no change from the tentative, correct? All right. Any comments from the commission before we vote? The only thing I would say is, you know, I know that this was, when I looked through the public comment, I think there was a widespread support and recognition of the fact that in Montana and the United States, we need to figure out how to get more kids hunting. But there was also a perception that this proposal was expanding that window a little bit too far, and that at some point when you're 16 or 17, you're driving around your own truck, that may not be the opportunity. There's already a lot of opportunity there. We have a six-week season and a six-month shoulder season. So there's a lot of elk hunting and deer hunting. I know this only deals with deer, but this is a deer hunting opportunity, and I think that the general public, that at least as I read the public comment and the public meetings I went to, thought this was not the direction the department should go in, and it should double down its efforts to really increase recruitment and hunting between 10 and 15 and respect the archery season as much as we could. So that's what I heard from the public.
I would agree, and being around students the majority of my career, knowing some 17-year-olds, I would not consider them youth hunters. And I think if they can drive themselves, that's questionable.
Well, I appreciate what, you know, the discussion that this brought up, though, and the consensus that we certainly want to recruit as many young hunters as we can. But I don't think the dates on the calendar and expanding to the 17-year-olds, and again, I think of me as a 17-year-old hunter. I wasn't a youth hunter. But we also have to have that discussion that one of the reasons we're having a rough time recruiting folks is there's nowhere to go. That has to be part of any discussion where we're trying to expand youth opportunities.
Mr. Chairman, I heard quite a few comments in regions 1 and 2, and they were mixed with regard to the 2 and 4 days, but very, very few people even thought that we ought to consider 16 and 17-year-olds out there. So that was pretty much a gone matter, I think, most of the people that I talked to. So.
All right. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, we'll go ahead and move on to L,